This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. It is Ramadan. O one who sleeps, stand up and declare the oneness of Allah, the oneness of Allah. Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. It is Ramadan.
Assalamu alaikum and a very warm welcome to The Philosophy of Fasting. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah. Peace and blessings be upon Muhammad, the last prophet and messenger of Allah. Well, dear viewers, this is the last episode of The Philosophy of Fasting. We're talking today about Eid, and I'd like to welcome, as usual, Dr. Hatham al-Dad to the studio. Assalamu alaikum, Doctor.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You know, a big, huge thanks for joining us in the studio again today.
Jazakallah khair for that. A big thank. A bigger thank for you.
Oh, no, definitely not. You know,
Jazakallah khair.
It's overwhelming to work with you, and it's a privilege to have you and, you know, on the set. And
Jazakallah khair. Jazakallah. No need to.
No, of course, it's not praise, Doctor. It's the knowledge that Muslims and reverted Muslims can get from Huda and
Jazakallah
TV.
Jazakallah khair. Jazakallah khair.
No worries
and
there,
and we
Doctor.
Have to thank, I know we have not concluded the episode
yes.
yet, but we have to thank all the brothers who participated 100%. In putting all of this
100%.
Together. They've been working hard, and you know,
too much.
During the month of Ramadan is
yes.
very hard for them to come and on time and to record
of
and
course.
To do all of
even
these
me
for all
yes,
of us
definitely.
And see, maybe me and you are known to the people but the rest of the crew are not known
yes.
to the people, but as far as they are known to Allah Jalla wa Ala, this is more
too
than
true.
Enough
too true.
In fact if I may go
yes,
a little bit
yes go away
because
from yes
we want
this
to
is
celebrate
the last year. Yes exactly.
You know, when Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu wanted to have Al-Qadisiyya battle, a big battle between Muslims and the Persians, and Umar ibn al-Khattab was about to lead the battle himself, the companion said, "Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, we need you here in Medina." So he said, "Then who?" Then they appointed Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. And the battle started. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu was worried what will happen, because it is a turning point in the history of the relationship between the two superpowers, the Muslims as well as the Persians. So Umar ibn al-Khattab used to go outside Medina to receive the news, to be the first one to receive the delegate who will come with the news.
Yes.
And so Umar ibn al-Khattab, every morning he goes. And one time, Umar ibn al-Khattab saw the delegate coming. And that was running towards Medina. He wants to pass the good news that Muslims won the battle. So Umar ibn al-Khattab said, "What happened? What happened?" And the man, he did not know who Umar ibn al-Khattab is. So he was running. So Umar ibn al-Khattab said, "What happened? What happened?" He said, "Allah gave victory for Muslims. Allah gave victory for Muslims." So Umar ibn al-Khattab was overwhelmed. And when they arrived Medina, the man was looking for Umar ibn al-Khattab. And the people started to say, "Assalamu alayka ya Amir al-Mu'mineen," to the person who was chasing him, subhanallah. And he said, "You are Umar ibn al-Khattab? Why didn't you tell me?" He said, "Forget about this. This is not important. What happened?" He said, "We won." And then Umar ibn al-Khattab said to him, "Who was killed?" Then he said, "So-and-so was killed, so-and-so was killed, so-and-so was killed." And people whom you don't know. Umar ibn al-Khattab said a very profound statement. It doesn't matter. as far as Allah knows them.
SubhanAllah.
So we say to this to everyone who is not known.
Exactly.
Maybe the speakers, the presenters, they come on the screen and they are known.
Yes.
And this is a burden on us.
Definitely.
But the rest of the crew, our brothers here,
yes,
they are not known.
No.
And that is not important. As Umar ibn al-Khattab said, Allah
exactly
knows them, and this is more sufficient for them and for anyone who is doing and or who is supporting da'wah behind the scene. Sorry, let us go back to Eid.
It's definitely true, and we'll pick up on that at the end of the programme, inshallah. Thanks for that story there, Doctor. So we're talking about Eid, the special day, the significance of this day, and we picked up on last time, you know, what does Eid mean? When do we start? So I want to ask you, Sheikh, these are just the top of my head questions.
What shall we do in Eid?
Yes, what should we do on Eid? But the major question is, okay, the Eid prayer, this is the biggest thing that's in my mind right now.
Just before Eid prayer, you know, we recited the verse last time.
Yes.
When Allah Jalla wa'ala says, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنُ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ فَمِنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمْ شَهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْهُ وَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرَ يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. And to thank Allah Jalla wa'ala. You complete the count of Ramadan and you be thankful to Allah Jalla wa'ala for whatever He guided you to.
Yes.
Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, it is haqq upon the people to glorify Allah Jalla wa'ala by doing takbir whenever they see the new moon of Shawwal, of the next month.
Yes.
And that's why they said, it is sunnah, highly recommended sunnah, to continue doing takbir from the moment you see the new moon or you know about the Eid, until you until you pray the Eid, until the Imam goes and starts the Eid prayer.
Yes.
It is sunnah to do this takbir all of the time.
Yes.
Either by saying Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, or Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. Any kind of takbir.
Yes.
The matter is flexible. But it's good to follow the sunnah by doing takbir Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. You can say Allahu Akbar kabira, and statements like this that have been approved in sunnah. And as we said, the matter is sunnah.
Yes.
The matter is highly recommended sunnah, and it is one of the symbols of al-Islam.
Okay.
So this is one thing. The other thing is, we need to go for Eid prayer. Eid prayer is the main celebration.
Yes.
And see, we as Muslims celebrate by praying to Allah, by glorifying Allah, by making takbir of Allah. Okay? And when we celebrate, it is good, or normally our celebrations include gatherings, big gatherings. So people feel more happy when they see others who share same beliefs with them.
Exactly.
And imagine if all of them have completed the month of Ramadan, all of them feel happy because of this, all of them are glorifying Allah Jalla wa'ala. So the deen of Allah Jalla wa'ala being established, and many people are upon the deen of Allah Jalla wa'ala, Allah Jalla wa'ala will be pleased and we will be happy. This is the spirit of the Eid. This is the philosophy of the Eid. And that's why, because it is a big gathering,
huge, yes.
there are some etiquettes need to be observed before that. Other than takbir, then it is good to have good clothes.
Yes.
And it is the habit of the Prophet ﷺ to have good clothes before going to Eid. Okay? It is the habit of the Prophet ﷺ to have good clothes before going to Eid. And in one of the hadith, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu bought something to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, bought certain clothes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he said, wear this ya Rasulullah when you receive delegates or when it is the time of the Eid.
Okay.
So they understood that new clothes or good clothes is sunnah to be worn for Eid and big gatherings.
Okay.
Also, it is highly recommended sunnah that we do not go to Eid except we eat something. Okay?
Yes.
And the sunnah is to eat some dates before praying Eid.
Yes.
Okay? It is sunnah to eat some dates before going to pray Eid. Why? You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Hadith Abi Sa'id prohibited us from fasting 2 days. The day of Eid, Fitr Eid.
Yes.
And the second day is the day of Eid al-Adha, which is the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So these are 2 days that are considered to be special, and it is haram upon us to fast them.
Yes.
So that's why it is highly recommended sunnah that the people eat a few dates before going to the Eid prayer. So this is again preparation for going to Eid.
Yes.
It was reported that Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to have a ghusl.
Mm-hmm.
He used to have a shower before going to the Eid. This is Ibn Umar. Now, you know that Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was very close to sunnah, and he used to try to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam step by step.
Yes.
And that's why we can say that it is also good or sunnah or mustahab to have a shower before going to Eid.
Of course. Well, doctor, that's all we've got time for right now in this part. We'll just take a quick break and then we'll catch up on Eid after that.
Inshallah.
Stay tuned. We're just going to take a quick break. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. You are honored, O month of the Quran.
Assalamu alaikum and a very warm welcome back to The Philosophy of Fasting. Well, doctor, we're talking about Eid today, and you know, it's upon us. So what happens before the Eid prayer, the very few moments before Eid prayer?
Yeah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. We said that the people will be wearing the new clothes.
Okay.
Men in particular. By the way, we should take women.
Yes,
with us
question.
For Eid prayer.
Okay.
Ummu Atiyah said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we used to take women for Eid prayer, including women on their menses and including young women who are about to reach the age of puberty or just reach the age of puberty. As for women on menses, they will sit aside from the congregation during the salah itself.
Okay.
So it is sunnah to bring women to Eid prayer and the children. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was young when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died. So most of his time he was young. So he said, we went for the Eid prayer. And Imam Bukhari, in his book, he said, Babu khuruj al-sibyani ila al-Eid. He said that this chapter is talking about children who go for Eid. So it is sunnah also to take children to basically to make it like a big event,
a
big
course,
celebration for everyone. Obviously, women will be wearing good clothes. They will not accept practically to wear maybe just normal clothes.
Of course.
However, we have to say that women should observe careful hijab.
Yes.
It is a big mistake that we see from our brothers and sisters that they allow women at that time not to wear good conservative clothes.
Yes.
Hijab.
SubhanAllah.
Okay. This is a big mistake. And they should avoid the outward zina.
Yes.
Adornment and
of course.
Beautification.
Of course.
Because it is Eid, but we should not incur the anger of Allah Jalla
wa Ala.
And we should not have fitna
of course.
For the Eid.
Do you not think, doctor, the people who do this They're adopting the Western thought. It's okay for me to dress up this day like the latest pop star.
Yes, this is true. This is true. However, we are warning people to observe Allah Jalla wa Ala and the commandments of Allah Jalla wa Ala all of the time. So people will go for Eid. And some scholars said that it is good to go, or many scholars said that it is good to go to the prayer place from a certain way and to come back from another path, not from the same path. So more people will witness what this event, this Islamic event, and more creation as well, and creatures witness that Muslims are celebrating this event, or Muslims are attending this big gathering in which they are going to make takbir of Allah Jalla wa Ala, and they are going to make the prayer, the Eid prayer. So this is also Sunnah. So people will be leaving to go to pray in, this is another important point, in an open place.
Exactly.
This is the Sunnah. In many non-Muslim countries, that might not be possible. If that is possible, to pray in an open place, because the Prophet ﷺ used to go outside Medina in an open field and to pray there, because it is a symbol that everyone, every creature has to witness that symbol. If we can do it, in fact, in England, you know, we have done this in a few places, in parks and places like this. And wallahi, it has a major impact on people, either non-Muslims as well as Muslims, Muslims in particular. And the person himself, he feels happy that all these Muslims are surrounding you and all of them have the same message. They worship one God and they have fasted the whole month of Ramadan and they are brothers in al-Islam, innama al-mu'minuna ikhwa, and so on. It has a very positive impact on people. So we advise people to do it in an open place as much as they can.
Of course. SubhanAllah, Doctor, we're running out of time. You know, this series is coming to an end. So let's ask you right now to give your final advice for Eid.
My final advice is to say that Eid is just one incident in our life. It is to thank Allah Jalla wa Ala that He guided us to Islam.
Yes.
And the person, every single one of you, my dear respected brothers and sisters, should admit internally in his heart or in her heart that Allah Jalla wa Ala is the Lord that has bestowed upon him an immense amount of mercy and bounties. That without the guidance of Allah Jalla wa Ala, he wouldn't be guided to this. And without the rahmah of Allah Jalla wa Ala, he will be lost and he will have gone astray.
Yes.
And the person should humble his heart before Allah Jalla wa Ala, and should make sure that his heart is attached all of the time with Allah Jalla wa Ala. The Eid is just one incident that is like a milestone in our life, that we have fasted 30 days.
Course.
For who? For Allah, to glorify Him, to invoke His rahmah, His mercy, His guidance upon us. And also, this means that we should remain firm on what we used to do before Eid. We must do it after Eid as well. We should continue doing fasting. That's why, you know, Hadith Abi Ayyub, that the Prophet ﷺ said, the one who completes Ramadan, followed by 6 days of Shawwal, he will be seen as if he fasted the whole year, in order to encourage people to continue doing the good deeds. So this is my final message. And my brothers and sisters, the most important thing that Allah wants to see from us is what? Humble, broken heart before Him. A heart that admits that He is Jalla wa Ala, the only Lord, the Supreme, the highest over the whole creation.
SubhanAllah. Doctor, I want to thank you for sharing everything for the dear viewers at home, and inshallah it's rewarded them, and may Allah accept what you've done for the programme.
Jazakallah khair.
I want to take this time to thank not only the doctor, I want to take this time to thank the whole of the crew, including the cameramen, the sound men, everybody, the director. If I've missed anybody, please forgive me, because there's too many people that's done this, especially for you guys at home. I want to say, you know, it's fascinating, and I'm overwhelmed at the information that not only I've learnt, but that's been entrusted to me right now by Dr. Hatham Al-Dad. Thank you so much, Doctor.
Jazakallah khair for that, and jazakallah khair for this program, yes. Wonderful program, for your support, for the channel support, and as you said, for the crew, everyone who participated in putting this program together and make it successful program.
Exactly. Well, we leave you in the safe care of Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran.